from WTJU, this is Arts on Grounds. I'm Lona Manick. Our guest this week is Jessica Harris, the director of Black Monologues and a student at the University of Virginia.
My name is Jessica Harris. I'm a second year student in the College of Arts and Sciences, and I'm the director of Black Monologues 2017. The structure of the Black Monologues is there's a student writing team who, together through interviews with the cast and their own personal experiences, write monologues, short skits, and performative pieces to share and stage in the Black Monologues production. And so it's all student written, student directed, student acted, and it's great to see the university community come together around Black Theater on Grounds, which is a very valuable part of the Black experience, as well as the theater experience, as well as the university experience. So it's a great sort of combination of all these elements coming together. So our show runs at about 2 hours, and those 2 hours are jam-packed with everything from comedic pieces to very personal and vulnerable pieces to, you know, larger society pieces. So I think what audiences can expect from the Black Monologues is 2 hours of emotional experiences that not only transform us, but also inform us, educate us, and unite us as human beings, bottom line. I think this year we have a few pieces staged around the recent events on Grounds, but more than that, we have personal pieces that students have shared. We have, you know, the more quirky side of the student experience, from dorm room dinners to just going to class every day and that sort of thing. So I think audiences can expect to learn something about the Black experience, but it's not just an educational performance, it's an emotional performance as well. I think Black Monologues is so incredibly important because Black theater is very underrepresented on Grounds. It allows us to have a space to perform as Black students, being Black students, not being a Black character or filling a Black quota, but rather just sharing our personal experiences in this beautiful art form that is theater. It's been great for a lot of us to be able to take things that have happened to us, you know, recently in particular, and we have a couple pieces that touch on, you know, the August 11th and 12th events, and I think those pieces in particular are very emotionally tense and very emotional in general. And so I think by partaking in this theatrical experience, you're able to sort of compartmentalize these feelings that many of us have that might not be able to articulate or might not be able to share in any other forum, but by acting it out and by embodying it as characters and as performers, it gives us this great method of being able to process and heal and sort of put this into the context of what it means to be on these grounds today. And so I think the great thing about the Black Monologues is that theater in and of itself is such a raw and vulnerable experience where you're sharing your heart, you're sharing, you know, blood, sweat, tears. And so it puts you in this place where you really have to be in the moment and really have to be vulnerable. And so when you match that with experiences and events that are also so emotionally loaded, it allows something beautiful to happen.
Jessica Harris is the director of Black Monologues and a student at the University of Virginia.
Please listen carefully.
Check out these events happening this week. This Friday, October 27th at 5 p.m., Cascade, an exhibition of 2017 Art Lab student fellows, will be opening at Ruffin Hall as a part of UVA's Final Fridays. The exhibition will be open for viewing through November 10th, Monday to Friday, from 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Also this Friday at 8 p.m. at the Helms Theater, the UVA Drama Department will host P3M5, the Plurality of Privacy Project in 5-Minute Plays. Admission is free, but tickets are required, and can be picked up at Will Call in the Helms Theater. Finally, on Saturday, October 28th, WTJU will host the last night of the Freefall Concert Series at the Ix Art Park. The old-time swing band, Hard Swimmin' Fish, will be kicking off the night at 5 p.m., and the Americana group, Roosevelt Dime, will be headlining the show. This event is free and open to the public at the Ix Art Park, 522 2nd Street in Charlottesville. Arts on Grounds is a production of WTJU and WXTJ with generous support from the UVA Arts Council. This interview was recorded by Kirsten Hemrick and edited by me, Lona Manick. Connect with the arts at arts.virginia.edu. You're listening to WTJU.